Hello and welcome to Future of London City Bites podcast, where we share the knowledge, leadership, and connections that are core to Future of London's 5,000 plus strong placemaking network. Future of London is the capital's independent network for built environment practitioners spanning regeneration, housing, infrastructure, and economic development. I'm Michael Nathan, Emerging Talent Programme Manager, and today we'll be hearing from three of the recruits in our first cohort of the Emerging Talent Programme.
It's just lovely to meet people from different walks of life.
It's exciting to be able to go to a different organization and just experience a whole different culture, a whole way of doing development.
My highest point has been that I have been able to make a difference in the small amount of time I've been here.
Being able to join a program like this has really provided me with exposure that I don't believe I could perhaps have done on my own back.
Yeah, it's quite a privilege.
The Emerging Talent Programme aims to address the lack of ethnic diversity within the built environment sector, especially in London, one of the world's most ethnically diverse cities. Participants have the opportunity to springboard their careers by experiencing three cross-sector placements over 21 months. Our guests today are the three recruits, Safa Usmani, Israel Aguirre, and Precious Oponjima, and they'll be interviewed by each other. Safa, please go ahead.
Thanks, Michael. So I'm really glad to be here with you both and to hear about your placements. I want to know how it's all going. How are you finding your placements so far? And, you know, what are the highs and what are maybe the challenges? Israel, do you want to go ahead?
Yep. So, yeah, my name is Israel Aguirre. I'm currently working for Camden Council. And we started the placement in February 2022. And it was quite eye-opening the first few weeks, actually. There was not many people in the office. There was not. We were still going through the hybrid modes of working. So a lot of the people that I've met were online, and then I finally got to meet them later on in person. But everyone was quite welcoming at the start. So they showed me around the area. There's a lot of regeneration going on in Somerstown. There's a lot of big projects here in Camley Street and in Agar Grove. There's Abbey Road as well. There's like loads of projects that I got into, and everyone was very welcoming at the start. I think that's one of the highs of just being in the room where all of this is happening. And I think one of the challenges that I found is it was all quite overwhelming, because it's the first time working in this type of role. And there was times where I would just throw jargon around, and I'll be really lost in a lot of meetings. And one of the things that really helped me is that people were keen to set some time aside when I had questions, and they were actually quite curious to see how I felt of the process. So they were all quite attuned to what the program meant and what we wanted to achieve with it, especially here in Camden. They were quite open. Hope I'm quite excited with it. Precious, you want to go next?
Nice. Thank you, Israel. Hi, everyone. My name is Precious Oponjima, and I am currently at placement with Arrow, currently working as assistant consultant. And my high so far in Arrow would be just the working environment is just absolutely amazing. Similar to yourself, Israel, like working in such a cultured office-based job. This is my first one. So it was definitely overwhelming when we first started. But I think so far what I'm really enjoying is just the exposure to so many different projects, the exposure to working that university wasn't able to give me. So that would definitely be my high. In regards to my low, I would say the transition from being a student to an employee was not a smooth sailing one. It's quite difficult sometimes when you go from being in such a rigid system of doing things, deadlines, and having things in a certain way to then bounce into flexibility, which Arup gives. So being able to choose whether or not I'm working in office, for instance. So yeah, those are my highs and lows. So far it's going great. It's nice to hear that over at Camden, Israel is going great for you too. But Safa, how's it going for you? What's your highs and lows also with you know, your placement?
Thanks, Precious. Yeah, I definitely am probably going to reflect a couple of things you both have said. So as Michael introduced, my name is Safa Usmani, and I'm at the Department of Leveling Up Housing and Community, which you'll probably hear me abbreviate as DLUC. It's been a really eye-opening experience so far as to what civil service entails. You know, I never had any idea before as to what it's like to be a civil servant. But I had been keen, and I'm still keen, for a while to work in policy. So I found that being in a policy official, which is kind of generally what my role is, has given me a really great insight as to what it means to kind of work on policy at such a large scale in government. And the things I've learned is that it just takes such a long time for policy to get anywhere. in a way, it's comforting to know that things take so long to get anywhere, because it means that our policy is being seen by kind of lots of different people before it becomes legislation. So that's kind of like the impression I've gotten, is an understanding as to why it takes so long for a policy to be changed and for legislation to be changed. I think my highest point has been that I have been able to make a difference in the small amount of time I've been here and working on specific things that are eventually going to make small changes in housing legislation, and that makes a big difference to people's lives. So that definitely feels good. Echoing the others, I think a part of one of my kind of challenges at the beginning was the difficulty in jargon and in understanding what's going on. And there's a lot of that in civil service, for sure. So it made it a little bit impenetrable at the beginning to feel like I knew what was going on. But I'd like to say 6 months in, I'm probably the one also using acronyms.
Thanks for that, Safa. I think we're going to just transition smoothly to the next question. It was nice just to have a brief overview of how our placements are going. But the second question I'd like to ask is, how has the whole experience of the Emerging Talent Programme been for you so far as an individual? So we're just looking at things holistically here. We're looking at things outside of our organisation that we are in currently. So how has the programme been for you? And I think, Safa, because you answered last, it would be nice for you to go first this time. So Safa, what do you think?
Thanks, Precious. Yeah, like you said, it's what's so great about this programme is that there are things going on outside our placements. We're not just stuck into our 9 to 5. We have the leadership training around once every month or 6 weeks, which have been really great so far, and for different reasons. Obviously, the training itself has been really insightful, but I also really enjoy seeing the rest of the cohort, seeing you two and the other 12 of us. You know, there's 15 of us all together that are in a really similar boat at the moment. And I've found the fact that we're doing this together and we'll be rotating amongst each other's placements really beneficial. I've loved hearing people's tips and tricks and maybe things to avoid in the places that they've been working. So that's one of my things I've enjoyed the most. And then secondly, having a mentor I found really beneficial about being on the Emerging Talent Programme. This is my first formal mentor relationship I've had with Philippa Bancroft from the GLA. And I've really enjoyed learning from her. I've personally found it beneficial having a woman as a mentor, because I think women go through certain things in their careers, like when to have a child, for example, just hearing from someone who's kind of gone through certain stages and she's at a particular point in her career where I feel like I've got a lot to learn from. So that's been really brilliant. How about yourself, Israel?
Yeah, I feel similar to you in terms that there's so much training that we're exposed to. So I've been to a few training events that have been led by Future of London, also by Urban Design London. As long as I get the work done that I'm meant to do, they're quite happy for me to do some of these activities. And just in general, joining the societies here or the groups they have, like I've joined like the football team. They play on Tuesdays and they do a little kickabout, and then I get to meet other departments of the council. There was some work experience young people yesterday, and we've got to talk to them. We done a little workshop with them, and this was organized by a different department, Inclusive Economy. So it's quite, especially in the council, you get a lot of projects going on that not necessarily have to do with regeneration, but they involve the community. And in a sense, we work with the community. That's the essence of regeneration. So you want to get involved and see what's going on in the apprenticeships team, see what's going on in the construction school. And even though that it's not particularly your department, you still have to liaise with them. You have to liaise with different internal stakeholders. And it's quite cool how they get their work done in a similar fashion. They're all quite good with what they do, and you just kind of just learn with them. And also having a mentor, my mentor, he works in the GLA, and it's been good to have him as an anchor when we have our meetings. He just kind of gives me a brief of like, and gives me time to reflect as well, because I feel sometimes in this kind of job, you're just thrown in the deep end, and sometimes you don't have that output of help. And having someone that's in a different organization and has gone through similar challenges, so it's good to have that voice to talk to. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. For me, I would say the Emergent Talent Program on a whole has been quite impactful. I use that word because leaving university, being able to join a program like this has really provided me with exposure that I don't believe I could perhaps have done on my own back. So that's why I believe it's impactful, because it's allowed me to see different elements of my degree, but in different forms. I don't know if I've explained it properly. Do you guys kind of understand what I'm saying here? So it's like with the program, it's allowed me to see politics in different domains, which is nice because it's not just been stuck with theory, for instance. So yeah, I'll say the program's been impactful also because of the cohort of people that I've met, people that are taking lead of the program. The director, meeting our manager, just meeting people from Future of London has been great. So supportive. And yeah, it's lovely to have that, just to know that outside of my immediate organization, there's other pillars as well that I can fall back on. I would also say just the structure of the program as well is quite clear. I would say right from the application stage, everything was quite set out. So you know what's expected for the next stages and there's no sort of ambiguity. And even if you are confused, you are given opportunity to always email, call and just be able to check in with whatever you're confused about. But one thing I really am enjoying about the whole experience is just the networking opportunities as well. I mean, just the emails that I get from Future of London on a regular, it's just not, I wouldn't say that it's loads, but it's just nice to know they are there, you know? So we've got this event going on, Precious, would you like to come? And it's just lovely to know that I'm being, I don't know, I would say just giving that gentle push to go out of my immediate comfort zone, which is good. So far, I'll say my experience with Emerging Talent Program has been great. And most importantly, it's definitely to do with my cohort. Honestly, you guys are such a supportive bunch. and it's just lovely to meet people from different walks of life, but yet we have all been gelled because of this program. That's what I would say.
Thanks, Precious. I definitely have to say, just second that before we go on to the next question, that everyone's been super supportive and it's been so good at seeing people at different networking events, isn't it? So that's a big shout out as well to Future of London for putting on great events.
it's quite a privilege. Anytime that I mention this program to any colleagues or anyone, how it works, and it's the first time that they're doing this, they're quite excited about it, and they're like, "Oh, I wish we had that kind of program when we were finishing or graduating school." Because we have all sorts. We have architects, like people that have done geography, people that have done urban planning, design in our cohort. So we're quite diverse in that sense as well with our skills, but. I think that goes to the next question, leads to the next question. And what are you hoping to get out of your next placement? I know we don't know our next placement, but what are your goals, Precious?
Thank you, Israel. With my next placement, I remember having a chat about this and it was quite hard because, you know, not to pick up Arup any further, but I am having such a great time at Arup. But just to see what I've enjoyed so far from Arup, it would be that it's strengthened and has consolidated my desire to work in a very people-centered environment. So for my next placement, I'm kind of looking for a place that, you know, it's got, I mean, every company is people-centered, but where I'm saying we're really seeing these social values come to fruition, where I really want to see driving change for people at the forefront. Also, I want to also get some exposure to some more regenerational projects. I want to visit some sites, see what that's like, how to leave the office. I've heard a few of my colleagues actually have been given the opportunity to actually go on site visits, and just for me to experience that myself would be great. And lastly, I just want to really get involved in some environmental projects because currently at Arup, I'm in a team that is doing an evaluation bid for net zero hubs. And honestly, it's been so great considering the fact that I dodged all environmental modules when I was at university, but being able to be given this opportunity in the real working life, it's just been amazing. So in my next placement, some more environmental stuff would be great. Thank you. Zafa, what about you?
Yeah, I hear when kind of maybe going into those things that I didn't cover so much at university. I remember saying to some other of our cohort that I wasn't, you know, having studied urban planning in my master's, I was now not sure if I definitely wanted to work in planning. But because I haven't yet I haven't had a planning role, I actually wouldn't really mind that, to find out what it's really like to work with it and not just study it. So that's something that I'd be really open to in another placement. And also, of course, we've got two more placements coming, and the kind of Emerging Talent team are doing a great job of making sure we get a real breadth of experience. So I'm just looking forward to seeing and kind of thinking forward to the end of the roughly 2 years of the programme, having experienced such different roles in housing regen. I'm just looking forward to that giving me the best insight to go forward and be like, right, what do I actually want to do then? Like, there's and maybe you won't, I won't stay in the same role for my whole career. You'd hope to continue having a varied career, which is what I'm yeah, what I'm excited about in terms of what this whole program and what the next place will give me. And also, I think, again, similarly to what you said, Precious, about working in people-focused policy, I think I'm looking forward to finding out how policy and people can properly intersect. Because I've worked with people directly in tenancy management before in a previous role, and working just on policy now. So I'm hoping some of my next placements give me some experience as to when those two actually come together. How about yourself, Israel?
Yeah, I'm quite in the same boat as you in terms of it's exciting to be able to go to a different organization and just experience a whole different culture, a whole way of doing development or wherever it may be where we land. But also, it's also quite scary because you kind of restart again, making those connections, understanding what the organization wants out of you, what you can get out of them. And at times it can seem a bit overwhelming because you're joining maybe a new team that might have not been aware of the ETP program or they had some challenges themselves. So you kind of also have to have that into consideration and be flexible to what may come. And but it's also quite a very prestigious opportunity that we get to go into this organization, and they treat you as your own as soon as you get in there. Like they want you to get the best out of this experience. And it seems like that for most of us in our placement. So that's one thing that kind of encouraged me.
Yeah, and on that, I was wondering in terms of, you know, we've all talked about a lot about how the whole cohort is supporting us, how it's useful to hear from each other in terms of how our programs, our placements, are going. But then the other thing we've all got in common, of course, is that we're people of colour or however you might identify. And I wondered what you two thought about that in terms of the fact that this program is focused on giving opportunities specifically to people of colour. Like, what does that mean for you in your current placement or how you see your other placements going forward? Precious, what do you think?
Yeah, this is an interesting question, actually. Just thinking about it, I think what this program allows is, and I'm not doing this intentionally, Safa, but it's in a sense, it's our own way of leveling up in our own kind of way. And what I mean by that is it kind of allows us to have a footing within the different domains where sometimes it's not as easy to get in there. You know, not to exclude Israel, but especially being female, for instance, being in such an environment, you know, you kind of not feeling out of place, but it's like you have your little insecurities. But what this program allows is that it allows you to, you know, break the glass ceiling, for instance, and also to come out of your comfort zone, to know that it is very much achievable and attainable. So that's one thing that I do think that this program has given opportunity for. Another thing is just the exposure that it gives. And I've been saying this so much, the exposure is so explicit that it just gives you an opportunity to know you belong also. Being able to see people who are similar to yourself, who identify obviously of being from Black ethnic minority or Asian backgrounds, it's lovely to know that we're all given this equal opportunity to go out for it and attain whatever success that we want to. So that's great. That's what I'd say about the program.
Yeah, I think from my experience, I've worked. So I came here when I was 7 years old to Brixton, to London. So I moved from Ecuador as an immigrant and a person of color. Now that I can go and talk to communities and then just listen and understand where they are coming from, where their concerns are, where their ideas might be based. It makes this kind of program appropriate in that sense, because you are the change that you want to be, and you feel that you have the power to, even not now, but in the future, you can create that change, which is quite cool to see. And any event that I go to, I also have this kind of conversation, and it's good to see everyone's journey with the work that we do. You actually see it in the real world. You'll see roads changing or buildings going up or schools built, and it's quite a prestigious place to be in.
And so, yeah, it's so interesting hearing both your perspectives. Or one might assume that a group of 15 candidates on this program might have a similar background, similar experience, and similar reason as to why they want to join a program that's for people of color. But even just hearing your two different experiences, they're completely different. They're different to how I feel. At the same time, I definitely reflect what you were saying, Precious, about the feeling that you belong somewhere. And for me, it comes from, I think, almost like a self-confidence issue, which is sometimes like quite subtle and you don't necessarily notice whether your self-confidence issues are to do with your ethnic background or gender, as we mentioned, or any other kind of identity. But by being on this program, and my specific placement, for example, in civil service at the moment, I would have never tried to necessarily apply for a civil service role before. I mean, to admit, I looked at civil service fast stream before, but it just looked like very difficult, felt like quite a difficult place to get a job in or even a placement. So I think having a program like this makes you realize, oh, I can do this job. You know, at first I looked at an application form and thought, oh, I'd never be able to get through that. Now I'm 6 months into a job at DLARC and I realize I can do it in a way. Of course, I can only speak for myself, but I think sometimes people have kind of have a certain element of like internalized racism, feeling like you're not necessarily going to be the one to get a certain job and so you don't necessarily try to start. And I think this is the kind of thing that really shows you, we will be proving to ourselves after 2 years that we can do these three different jobs that we would have done. So for me, it's about, yeah, that confidence going forward, for sure.
Yeah, totally. I really do agree with that. Just to kind of add on, I mean, I think just hearing our perspectives, it kind of just brings this quote that Shirley Chisholm said and that came to my mind, and it's, if they don't give you a seat at the table, bring a folding chair. And I think that's what we kind of see here with this program. It honestly is bringing a folding chair for us. Eventually, we're going to get on a fancy chair like everyone else. But, you know, that's what I do believe that this program is allowing us, just to be at those discussion tables. And who better to represent people of ourselves than we, you know? So, yeah, I think that's been really insightful. I just want to thank you all, Israel, Safa, for your time. It's been absolutely amazing just to hear your perspective, touch base once again. It's just lovely to hear from you both. And so, sadly, our time has come to an end. And so with that, I just want to say it was great talking to you all. Have a good day, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks, Precious. Thanks, Israel.
Thank you so much, Safa, Precious and Israel, for taking part today and sharing your thoughts, insights and experiences. And thanks to those of you who've listened. If you've got to our website at futurelondon.org.uk, you can find other episodes of our City Bites podcast, and you find out more about the Emerging Talent Programme, including how to get in touch if you're interested in being involved, either as a host organisation or in applying to join the next cohort. Bye for now.